time for the business news. Coming to us this morning from Brian Finn in the RDS.
Hello again from the RDS, Rachel, and Enterprise Ireland's International Markets Week. I'm joined here by the CEOs of two exporting companies, Vivian Farrell of Modular Automation and Sonia DC, CEO of Pestle and Mortar. Vivian, you're in the medtech sector, one that has been surging ahead in recent years, but these supply chain issues, energy costs that are impacting most firms at the moment, how are they impacting?
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge amount of challenges for businesses to face today. As you said, there rising costs. Look, we're all reading about inflation. We're feeling it on the business side, both labour, material and energy costs. But look, I suppose with all the disruption brings opportunities as well. And that's why we're here today to talk to Enterprise Ireland and the advisors based all over the world to see how we can scale our businesses and capitalise on those opportunities outside of Ireland too.
Is labour a particular issue? You're in a rather specialist sector, so you'll be looking for individuals probably from all around the world. Is it a problem finding them?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, our business is growing. We're trying to scale our business, and in order to do that, we need to grow our team. So yes, we are definitely finding the market in Ireland in particular very, very tight. We're at full employment. So, you know, we've had to change up how we attract talent. We're going outside of Ireland and we're having great success at that. So it's really, I suppose, just about adapting our model to finding new talent.
You have a lot of clients in the US, and one of the issues that are emerging at the moment is the very strong dollar. How is that? Is that a positive or a negative for you?
Yeah, that's really playing into our competitiveness at the moment in a very positive way. So a strong dollar means that our American clients are getting much better value here buying from Ireland. So, you know, we're busy talking to our clients, making them aware of that and trying to sell more into the US than we did last year.
Sonia, you export to 30 countries around the world. Those supply chain issues, has that been a problem for you, just getting stuff around the place?
Not so much. I mean, we have our shipping rates locked in, and we work with DHL, which are a really good partner for us. So far, not really.
You made the unusual step of opening a bricks and mortar outlet here in Ireland when others are perhaps turning the other direction, going towards online, which is where you sell most of your produce. So why did you decide on that move?
I think when COVID happened, I think everybody became a little bit detached from their customer. So for us, it's a place where our customers can experience the brand in its entirety, and we can educate the customer about our products face to face. And it also gives us the opportunity to learn what is the best practice in retail, so that we can roll this model out and help our B2B retail customers as well.
And no doubt you're waiting on your energy bills to come in. What are they like at the moment in your outlet?
We only opened our store 3 weeks ago, so we don't know yet. We're still waiting.
Just on the prospect of global recession, do you see consumers retrenching now with cost of living increases as well? Are they pulling back?
I think the Irish customer is very, the Irish customer, if they're going to pull back, they're not going to pull back on an Irish brand. So they're very, very loyal to Irish brands, and they will buy Irish first before, over and above any other brand. So far, not yet.
And Vivian, this prospect of recession, are you seeing that in your business?
No, I mean, the manufacturing sector that we serve is incredibly strong, the medtech sector incredibly strong. So we're in the lucky position that we're very, very busy, both here in Ireland and also with our clients in the US, and we expect that to continue.
A real sense of optimism here today among all the exporters, it has to be said, despite all the changes and challenges that they have faced over the last decade and seem to be doing so again. Vivian Farrell of Modular Automation and Sonia DC of Pestle and Mortar, thank you both for joining me here this morning.